Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. We're going a little old school today with our tale, one that's been around for over 2,000 years, but with a message that is still evergreen. So stick around for this episode I've titled, Your Talent, Use It or Lose It. Talent is one of those great words that no matter which definition you choose for it, it's packed with meaning. The definition I'm going with today comes from Merriam-Webster and reads, the natural endowments of a person. And I love that definition because it encompasses all of us, because we all have some natural endowment or gift. Riding a unicycle, singing, playing an instrument, drawing, you name it. There is something we are all good at. However, as always, there's a catch. A talent is like a muscle. If you use it, it gets stronger and better. But if you don't, yep, it shrinks or even goes away. Which is a shame because, like we discussed in episode 21 a while back, we all have a place in life and a calling. And that's not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of the entire world. Really. Using our talent to do what we're meant to do makes the world a better place. There are many stories around the world on this theme of talent, but there aren't a whole lot better than a parable from the Bible. It works so well, not just because it illustrates the point of using what we're given, it also just happens to use the word talent in it as well. Though it's referring to money in this case. It's known most commonly as the Parable of the Talents. For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. As short as this tale is, it carries a lot of weight, none of which is actually religious in nature, even though it comes from a religious book. So let's take a look at our takeaways that hold true, no matter what we believe. First up is that we're all not given equal amounts of talent, or the same talent. That's why some people are really good at singing, athletics, engineering, or whatever, but others make a really nice living at it. And that's okay. Is it fair? Absolutely. Because if everyone was as good as everyone else in all the same things, we'd have a really boring world. So enjoy the differences. Which brings us to the second and more important point. Whether or not you're the world's greatest dancer or painter or electrician, you need to use the talent you have. Notice that in the story, two of the servants increased their talents. Now, did they increase them the same amount? By percentage, sure, but not in total amount. And it didn't matter. They both received the same praise. Well done. You've been faithful with what you were given, and now you get more. That's us. Whatever talent we have, when we use it, we'll grow. Or we'll lose it, which is the case with our third servant. Rather than using what he was given, he kept it hidden out of fear, afraid he wouldn't succeed, afraid that others would be angry with him. And what did that fear get him? He ended worse than he was before. Excuses don't matter. There is no reason, bad, good, or great, for not using your talents. You have them, whatever they are, and you're meant to use them, so do it. The world is waiting. The lesson to us is clear. Talent isn't about comparisons, it's about action. No matter what you've been given or how much, the real measure of success in life is how you use it. Growth comes from effort, not luck, and fear only holds us back from reaching our potential. So step forward with confidence, embrace your strengths, and invest in the gifts you have. The world doesn't need perfect people. It needs people willing to take what they've been given and make something meaningful out of it. Let's be those people. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on the next episode of Tales for Life.